I've done something really, really terrible.
Everyone's favourite fucking failure.
I am buzzing, though. And it's not just because of the 4 cups of coffee.
It will be nice talking to someone whose breath doesn't stink of menthol cigarettes.
Anyway, what else?
I can't believe I'm missing brunch for work on a Saturday. What has life come to? This is what happens when they promote you and don't replace your last role with anyone else. What a joke. I hope Laura isn't mad. I mean, the big 2-8 isn't exactly life transformative anyway. Trust me. God, I'm so unproductive at the moment. This client is a real creep too. I can't put my finger on it, but he just lingers a bit too long when we shake hands, you know, and is super starey. It makes me so uncomfortable. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, though. Yeah, so I'm just going to meet up with everyone later. I'll be way more fun then anyway. As soon as I've done this work and stopped stressing, trust me, I'll be fun, Jess.
Right, here we go. I can't let this go on. I'm on my way into the gym and I'm going to go after George today for this pay rise. I'm so angry at myself for not bringing it up yesterday, and honestly, I took that out on the flatmates last night. Things got pretty dicey. When I got in, Rose came out of her room with this big fake cheeriness and said something like, "Oh hey babes, a rare appearance from the lesser spotted Sandy, I see." She said it like it was a joke and everything, but it's not actually a joke if that is actually how you feel. Then you're just being passive-aggressive, babes. Anyway, I kind of just brushed it off, but I could feel myself getting angry. I was just in the door after a 14-hour day? All the George stuff already in my head. And then, as I was putting my training gear in the wash, Rudy was like, "Are you joking, mate? It's almost 11. What do they fucking want me to do? I'm fitting it in when I can. We can't all take our washing back to Mummy every weekend like Rose. Fucking joke. I just felt everything come out, one big wave of anger. It took me by surprise, actually. I'm never like that with people. But I just want this all to stop. Like, I want everything to stop. None of that is flatmate's fault, but we just haven't spent much time together, and when I am around, I'm not exactly sweetness and light. I will text them later. I need to talk to George first."
Okay. I'm running around my flat trying to find my contact lenses. Going on a teacher's night out tonight. Just something small. The type of work night that you don't really want to go to, but you would also feel terrible if you didn't go. Anyway, it might be fun. Felix invited me. He said it will be fun. It will just be all the younger teachers moaning about how much work they have now, but who will also insist on going on and on about how well they are managing it and how happy their kids are, etc. And then it will inevitably descend into drunken embarrassment and Kelsey will end up slapping John or something like that. Well, that's how I imagine it. I've never actually made it that far. I usually try to sneak off somewhere between the third and fourth drink. Oh! There they are. I have a philosophy about these kind of nights. I'll go, try and squeeze myself into the background of a group picture, then wait till a semi-interesting event happens, like, I don't know, Beth spilling a drink all down herself. Something that I can mention over and over in the staff room the next day, just to prove that I was there. Then that's my cue to get out of there. I have a million better things to be doing. Even Felix behaves so weird when the crowd is together. At least there's the relief that I can chill for at least a few weeks before they organise another gathering. What they should really be doing is grading their essays and providing helpful comments. I've seen their papers and they're all like A or B and a smiley face. I don't mind the work though. And some of these answers are rather entertaining, like Polly Moore has gone on a 2-page tangent about how the Cuban Missile Crisis could have been a lot more fun if Twitter was around. She talks about how Kennedy would have popped off and it would have been trending. An interesting point. I mean, history is all about looking through different lenses, but I guess that's not really appreciated in the syllabus.
Cynthia sent me the cutest pictures of baby George today. I can't believe he's one. I found him the most adorable shirt with little dinosaurs all over it. It's so tiny. Mum really pissed me off today. As much as I love being an auntie, he definitely doesn't make me broody. I love playing with him, but only because I know I get to give him back at the end of the day. She said, "You might need to start thinking about babies soon. You're getting older." What I want to know is, since when is late 20s become your last chance to have a baby? Parents be like, "You be you," and then bringing up babies when I don't even have a stable relationship. Jesus, Mum, that's just so backwards. Just because Cynthia had one at 25 doesn't mean everyone does. That's actually weird nowadays. I don't even know if I want to have children, honestly. I'm just not interested in them at all. I can hardly look after myself. And I'd rather focus on my career and actually enjoying my life. Like, I want to travel and go out and just be spontaneous. It just sucks that my family sometimes make me feel like I have nothing to show for myself. On a much more exciting note, I actually am really quite starting to like handsome Greg. We've been messaging a lot, like every day. He even drunk called me on Saturday. And I know we were just messing around, but he definitely said more than once that we should go to Paris. I think he's a keeper. We're going for tapas this week at this new place he chose. It looks super fun and fancy. I don't know. It's kind of scary. It feels like it's really moving forward.
Wow, that did not go the way I expected. I got halfway into my little speech and George, well, he just agreed. Basically, they knew it was time for me and thought I was ready, which is such a relief. The thing is, though, they only have room for a certain number of senior trainers. I would have to drop down my hours by about a third, so I'd be getting more per hour, but less overall. But it would still be enough to live on, and I'd get some time back. I am buzzing, though. And it's not just because of the 4 cups of coffee. It would feel so good to be getting paid what I'm actually worth. And just having more time. What'd I even do? I could get some more sleep, I could spend more time fighting with my flatmates. Oh, I still haven't texted them to say I'm sorry. Oh, I should do it soon. I just don't want it to be awkward. That's me just getting home now. It's funny, the first thing I thought about that promotion was, can't wait to tell Emma. Oh, hi guys.
I've been ghosted. Fuck you, fucking Greg. It's literally been over a week since his shit excuse to get out of our date. Sure, you had a last-minute work trip up north. He was 100% lying. Yeah, and since then, just literally nothing. Completely no contact from him. He followed a bunch of girls on Instagram today, too. Cool. That's that, then. Better archive him. It's also so embarrassing. Like, Mum and the girls were, like, his biggest cheerleaders. I'd bigged him up so much because I thought it was going somewhere, and I never do that. You know me. I can be super cold normally because I don't want to get hurt. I don't even know why I got so caught up with him anyway, because I'm just not that person. Oh, all those weeks you invest in someone, you message each other almost every day, you've been to my flat, met my flatmates. Why would you even pretend that you're interested in getting to know me? Why even say stuff like you would love to go to Paris with me, or you're totally not seeing other girls, for you to just, with like zero explanation, sayonara, Jess? It's absolutely messed up. Psychopath. Like, what's wrong with me? They're always like, I love a strong woman who can challenge me. And then they just disappear. You know what? I'm going to message him. I'm going to tell him exactly how shit that is. Like, don't sleep with someone if you have no intention of seeing them again. Why do these men make you feel like you're the crazy one too? He needs to be told that is not okay. You don't just completely ignore someone. Have you no fucking decency? I might end up alone with 17 cats. I so need a drink.
Uber for Jamie. Can't
yeah,
really?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, great. Thanks. Yep. Oh. Oh. Is that recording? Hi. Thanks to all my followers. Your constant support is everything to me. Like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, don't mind me, mate. Just is this all right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's me, Jamie. Everyone's favorite fucking failure. Shouldn't be surprised. Made such a. Oh, I shouldn't have gotten this drunk. My head. It's. I didn't have time to record before, but like, there was this big seminar tonight with this high-profile journalist, and I thought maybe it'd be a good opportunity to get in with some people. And I hate this word, but network. Always suck in those situations. It's like, it just feels like you've got such an agenda, and that fuels like so much of how you talk to them and stuff. Like, ooh, that reminds me of my impeccable portfolio. So, but you gotta do it, you know, it's how you get ahead. So I went down there straight after my shift, and I was late because the fucking head of staff that night had to keep me. I'm there by myself, and then there's like a mixer thing afterwards, so I grab a drink or two just to ease into it. But I hadn't eaten, obviously, because I didn't have time, and like, usually I'm fine functioning like that, but I just got so lightheaded so fast. It seemed classy to have a G&T, and I don't know, I do know, I just like them too. Anyways, so I chat to some people I knew, and eventually the speaker somehow just wanders over to us, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm here. Hold on a second. Cheers, mate.
I got back from the pub at about 10, nailed the token appearance. As soon as I got home, I had a quick half bowl of muesli and, well, carried on working. Working away whilst everyone else is getting trolleyed. I have to be up at 6:30, so that leaves me about 4 hours and 45 minutes. Not very generous at all. I had an alright time. It's always nice to be seen in a large group in a pub. Like, everyone can see that you're part of the biggest group in there and therefore automatically having the most fun. In actual fact, I couldn't get a word in edgeways and no one really talked to me for most of the night. Bit sad, really, but not sure what I'd say anyway. Not feeling too sorry for myself. No one mentioned my moment at parents' evening, though. Although I bet that they were all thinking it, or talking about it, or telling the bartender about it, or that weird old man by the slots. The school is rife with gossip, though, and I refuse to take part in it. This time it was all about a pregnancy scare. So Ruth, the new teacher, was acting a bit awkward the past 2 weeks, and suddenly did a 180, smiling in the mornings and offering round coffee. Jonathan takes the same bus as her, and he mentioned a pregnancy scare that was now resolved. Total speculation, but of course, no one checks the facts, so now they're even trying to guess if it's with someone we know, because Jonathan said sometimes she stayed later in school and didn't take the same bus home. Oh, Lord. On a positive note, I've got a phone call with my mum tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that. I can't wait to just vent to her, and she'll help me through. I hope that she understands my perspective, and it will be nice talking to someone whose breath doesn't stink of menthol cigarettes. Anyway, should probably get some sleep.
Oh, I'm home now. Where was I? Okay, so the guy came over, and I completely freeze up, and he asked me about who I am, and I give him just the most pedestrian small talk, and inside I'm screaming like, come on, go for it. And he says something that I talking about, God, what was it? Someone's recent piece on Bojo policy, and I'm nodding along, and like, I start saying, ooh, oh, sorry. I start like saying how similar that is to the feud between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, a comparison that now escapes me as far as relevance is concerned. And he looks at me like, what? And I just launch into an awful explanation that is essentially me talking at a group of three very high profile professional people explaining what barbs are and stan culture and. Oh my God, oh, it's so bad. He eventually goes, right, I'm gonna grab a drink. And that's that. I'm finished. I'm a fucking drunk pop culture buffoon trying to have some new take or something, talking over them. I'm really trying, but I'm such a fucking failure. I've been doing this for like 5 months and nothing is even beginning to happen. I'm just... I need to get at least one thing under control first. I don't know what I'm doing. I just feel like shit constantly. I would love to just close my eyes for a bit and then just have a moment of peace. I keep doing what I think will work and just, I get 1 or 2 days of momentum and with things going well. And then, damn, I'm just starting to feel more and more like I'm doing the things that people who don't make it do. Just hate it.
I saw Rudy and Rose when I got back to the house last night. They were literally waiting for me and they actually asked me to move out.
I've done something really, really terrible. I think I'm gonna throw up. Jess, why? Irish Joe is in my bed, completely naked.